Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Marsha?
Yes, do you have Marsha Phillips on the line? This is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I guess I see you have her info, so I'll let you take her from here. You guys both have a great holiday season.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, good morning, Marsha. My name is Albert. We're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Good morning. This is Marsha.
How are you today?
I'm great. What about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Did you hear me, ma'am? I said we're speaking on a recorded line. I just wanted you to know that.
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. Thank you, ma'am. So, Ms. Phillips, is your phone number 251-481-9855?
Correct.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depro Povera lawsuit?
Yes, I would like to see.
Okay, thank you. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Part two to that question, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't, that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I haven't.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you filing the claim on your behalf or for a loved one?
For mine.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depro Povera for at least 1 year?
Correct.
I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. Was your meningioma diagnosed to the brain or the spine?
It was in the brain tumor.
Brain tumor? Okay. And mm-hmm. when was your date of diagnosis?
So the date of diagnosis was August 24th of 2012.
Of 2012?
Correct.
Okay, so August 24 of 2012. And what's your date of birth?
My date of birth is October 1st, 1999.
October 1st, 1999?
Correct.
Got it, ma'am. And I'm sorry you're going through this stuff right now. How are you feeling? Are you doing okay?
I'm better. I don't have the problems that I used to anymore because I'm obviously not on it.
Got it. And do you know anybody else that was affected by and injured by Depo Povera?
I'm pretty sure, especially with those that were on Depo and it didn't pretty much provide them the protection like with birth control that it was close to because of their weight limit. Yeah, I know a couple of people.
So do you know of anybody, any friends, any family, anybody that you know of?
I know some, but I don't know if they are, you know, open enough to talk about something so tricky.
Got it. I understand. Okay. So just in case, okay, when we're done, I'll give you my phone number in case you talk to anybody, and then that way you can send them my way, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Next, we're going to talk about the specific drug. Did you consume, use a name brand, injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Pfizer.
Thank you. So it was Depo Provera Pfizer. Thank you. So no generic version was used, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I used it for more than that, actually.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to you being diagnosed?
Correct, because I used to get them every 3 months.
Yes, correct. And that was after January 1st, 1992, right?
No, sir. I wasn't born then.
Okay, but you used Depo Provera after 1992, correct?
Oh, okay. Yes, I did.
Okay. And when did you start using the Depo-Provera?
I started using Depo around 2008.
What month, approximately?
March.
March 2008. And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it around the time they diagnosed me, so 12. August 12, 2012.
So August 2012.
Yes, because okay. I ended up having surgery right after that.
I'm sorry to hear that. So your main injury or medical main injury is the meningioma brain tumor, correct?
Correct. They had to drill a hole in my skull to extract tissue sample.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My heart goes out to you. It's tough.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
And are you married, single, divorced, widowed?
I'm single pretty much.
Okay.
For the most part.
Gotcha. And all right, let me go ahead and do some copying and pasting over here. I have Marcia Phillips, M-A-R-C-I-A. Is that correct?
Correct.
And Marcia, do you have a middle name?
Latrice, L-A-T-R-I-C-E.
Latrice. I love that name. I have a good friend named Latrice.
Thank you.
Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. What's your social?
416-51-1845.
Okay, thank you. Here, I'm going to repeat that. 416-51-1845.
Correct.
All right, thank you. I have an email address of mlphillips23@icloud.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Primary phone number 251-481-9855. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is that your cell number?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your address, please?
1911 LeBaron Driveway.
Can you spell this? Can you spell the street name, please?
LeBaron.
LeBaron Drive, correct. West Mobile, correct. Alabama.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Is there a unit number or is that it?
That's the house.
Okay, thank you. So I have 1911 LeBaron Drive West. Is there a West? Or no West.
Correct.
It is West.
It's a list.
And then 36618. Okay. Next is medical. We'll start getting into the medical information. Administering was Depo-Provera administered by your doctor, their medical staff, or by yourself?
So it wasn't by me. The doctor gave it to me.
The doctor gave you the shot?
Right.
And how many times were you injected with the product? You took it every 3 months. And so that's at least 4 times a year, correct?
Yeah. So
and then you took it for how many years? 12?
I want to say this now, right? From 19 to 12. So that's 4 years.
4 years? So 16 times then?
3, 6, 9, 12. But it goes until August.
So would you agree it was at least 16? 16? Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, 3 times 4 is 12, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 12.
And then you did it for how many years?
For 4. From 2008
okay.
to 12.
And so do you want me to put down 16, right? Or did you say, because 4 times a year times 4 years is 16.
No, it's 3 times a year.
It was just a.
Oh.
It
so
was every. It was yeah. It was every 3 months.
That's my fault.
Yeah.
I'm not the best at math. I have that on paper. I can excel in everything but math.
It's okay. So it was every 3 months. So that's 4 times a year, right?
Correct. And it's 4 months a year. That's my fault.
It's okay. So we got about 16 times then.
Correct.
Okay, cool. And what is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What's the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera? Who was your doctor that gave you the shot?
Dr. Sean Clark. I'm sorry, that's my neurosurgeon. That's my neurosurgeon. It's Dr. Ford.
F-O-R-T or F-O-R-D?
Ford, like Ford's list.
Okay, so... Like a Ford truck, F-O-R-D?
No, Ford's like a millionaire making a Ford, please. F-O-R-B.
F-O-R-B. Okay, gotcha. So it's not like Forbes, like F-O-R-B-E?
Yeah, just I say E-E.
There is an E at the end?
E-S, yes.
Yes. Okay. And where's Dr. Forbes located?
He's located in Orange Beach.
Orange Beach?
Great.
Dr. Forbes, Orange Beach.
Alabama.
Is that at 22660 Canal Road, Unit B?
Correct.
Orange Beach, Alabama, 36561.
Three.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to do the copy and paste real quick of the address. And we have a phone number of 251-424-1600. And that was at Orange Beach Family Medicine, correct?
Unless he went under something else, it's MDVIP.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Unless he went under something else, the only name I'm aware of is MDVIP. And that's the hospital.
Okay, so it's not Orange Beach Family Medicine, the location? The name of the facility?
They must have changed the name, but that is the same address that you gave.
Okay. Alrighty. Same address, so it must have just changed the name then, huh?
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. All right, next. Medical diagnosing. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did you get a CT scan or an MRI or both?
So the date of the diagnosis was August the 24th of 2012. And then what was the second part of your question?
No, I just wanted to know the method of diagnosis. Was it a CT scan or MRI? or both?
So I got that, an MRI, and a biopsy.
Okay. So CT scan and MRI and a biopsy, right?
Correct.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor? What was his name?
That's Dr. Sean.
Dr. Sean, is that Sean like S-E-A-N or S-H?
S-H-A-W-N Clark.
Last name spell?
In this first. Clark without an E.
Oh, Clark. Clark, gotcha. Dr. Sean Clark, and where's what city is he based out of?
So he's based out of Thomas Hospital as well.
At what city? Also Orange Beach?
No, that's going to be Fairhope, Alabama. They're not far from each other.
Fairhope?
Alabama, correct.
But you said Fairhope, right?
Yes, together.
Okay. Gotcha. Dr. Sean Clark, Fairhope, Alabama.
Correct.
Okay. Do you happen to know his phone number?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
233.
You cut out. One more time. You cut out. I'm sorry.
251-633-5155.
Okay. 251-633-5155. And what's the name of his facility? Where was his practice?
750 Murphy Avenue.
Okay, 750 Murphy Avenue. Go ahead.
Fairhope, Alabama, 36532.
Fairhope. Zip code one more time, please.
36532.
Thank you. I have 750 Murphy Avenue, Fairhope, Alabama, 36532. Fairhope, is that F-A-I-R-H-O-P-E?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right. And let me copy. Dr. Sean Clark, MD, is a neurosurgeon in Mobile, Alabama, has over 30 years of experience in the medical field. He graduated from University of Miami School of Medicine in 93. Okay. And copy, paste. Did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, that's the first time I've ever had something like that happen.
Okay. And now can you please tell me again, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it chemotherapy, radiation treatment?
Radiation for 1 or 2 months.
Radiation therapy.
Yeah, and I was hospitalized for 8 days.
Okay, that's going to be coming up. Okay, radiation therapy. And who was your treating doctor? Was it also Dr. Sean Clark?
No, it was another doctor at the hospital, Dr.
Okay.
Huddleston.
Dr. what?
Huddleston.
Spell it out, please.
H-U-D-D-L-E-S-T-O-N.
Huddleston?
Correct.
And that's also out of Fairhope?
Thomas Hospital. Yes.
Alabama.
Adam Huddleston.
Yep, I see that. Adam J. Huddleston. And what can you please tell me again, what was the facility that he, what's the facility, the treating facility name?
Thomas Hospital.
Thomas Hospital?
Correct.
Thomas?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you have the address?
It's the same as the other one.
750 Murphy Avenue?
Correct.
And Dr. Sean Clark is also at Thomas Hospital?
Yes, that's why I said another doctor at the hospital.
Okay, cool. Same phone number, 251-633-5155? Or do you have another number for Dr. Huddleston? No?
No. You could just call the main hospital and they'll connect you.
Is that the number, the 251-633?
Yeah, you can use that one.
Okay. Whatever is the best and easiest, that way the attorneys don't have to do a whole lot of legwork and research, you know what I'm saying?
Great.
Okay. Pharmaceutical, who was your prescribing doctor? Who prescribed you the Depo?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear me now? You cut out for a second.
I'm sorry. It's going in and out.
It's like the reception goes, you'd like take off on me, huh? May I please have the prescribing doctor name? The prescribing doctor name. What was his name? Can you hear me? The prescribing doctor name? Hi, can you hear me?
It's going in and out on my end. Do I sound okay? Because sometimes it might, you know, I can only be heard by you, but I can't hear you sometimes.
Got it. What about now? Prescribing doctor name. Do you remember your prescribing doctor?
It's Robert Schwartz.
One more time.
Ryan Ford.
Ryan, Dr. Ryan?
Yes.
Last name?
Ford.
Ford? Dr.
Ford. Like Forbes. Forbes, please.
Like the first guy, Ryan A. Forbes.
Correct.
Okay, and that's, he's out of Orange Beach.
Person.
Okay.
He's my primary care physician.
And we're using the same address, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Orange Beach Family Medicine, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Prescribing. We're almost done. Like two more sections and we're out of here. Prescribing facility phone number 251-424.
No, 251-387-4416.
For Ryan Forbes?
Correct.
Okay, let me have that then, because I had got the one from the Google. So give me what you got.
251-387-4416.
4416?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Good catch. Ryan Forbes, phone number 251-387-4416. Awesome. And where did you get your prescriptions filled? What was the name of your pharmacy?
North University. It's the Walgreens.
Walgreens 1351
North University Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama.
How do you remember that?
I've been on medicine all my life, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. And that's Mobile, Alabama?
Correct.
Zip code?
36618.
36618?
Correct.
Okay. What's their phone number?
Give me just a moment.
Okay, so while you look for that, I'm going to ask you the next question. You said you were hospitalized for meningioma, right?
Yeah, for 8 days.
Okay, 8 days. Do you know the... Okay, go for it. Give me the number first.
Okay, so that number is 251.
251.
288-6182.
Okay. What were the dates you were hospitalized for meningioma?
So I went in for surgery the 27th.
Of what month?
Of August.
They're August.
Almost what, a week afterwards.
What day of August?
August the 27th.
Of 2023 or what year?
Of 2012.
2012?
Correct.
And then you came out when?
8 days after.
Okay. So 27. Let me get a calendar. Okay, so August. August 27th. So 8 days would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 would be September 4th.
Yes.
2012. Okay. Any medical notes you'd like me to add to this for the attorneys to read? Anything you want to share or no?
I can tell you how they performed the radiation, if that helps.
No, it's okay. I'll just put receive radiation treatment. And do you want to list any side effects or anything?
My side effects were irregular. Are you talking about from the depot or just surgery period?
Just period. Anything you want to add? Side effects for the depot were what?
Irregular menstrual cycles. Also, weight and fluctuation, decreasing mood swings. Severe headache, depression, things of that nature.
Depression, and what else, ma'am? Irregular menstrual cycle, depression, and
weight gain.
Weight gain.
Severe headache. In long cycles.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And next, medical records. Do you have a copy of your medical records, or can you easily obtain those? You're willing to help, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So between you and attorneys, you guys will be able to request that. All right. And I'll put that. You could send those either by mail or electronically. Next, do you choose to list an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones?
No.
Okay. Okay, next, what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you and also send you a copy to your email. What I'm going to send you a DocuSign.
Okay.
And as you should be getting that very shortly.
I received it.
Okay, cool. Did you receive the link for the DocuSign as well?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
It's loading for
It's your reception area probably, huh? Do you think that's what's going on? Where you're at?
I'm on the phone trying to do stuff on the website. It loads slow.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if I want to send a text message, I might have to hang up.
It should load up though, right?
It's not loading.
I have your permission to call you right back. Is that what you want me to do? I'm afraid to hang up and lose you. But if that's the only way to do it, then we'll need to do it. And so just in case we get disconnected, let me tell you what to expect. My team's going to review the documentation we just sent you. Okay. And our conversation, make sure I didn't miss anything. In the meantime, let me do my law firm requirements. Quick quality assurance is we did confirm you don't have representation from an attorney. We confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking a Depo-Provera shot as a contraceptive. We confirmed that you used the injection for a year or more. And that was equivalent to 4 shots that was once every 3 months. We confirmed that you used the brand name Depo-Provera by Pfizer. And we confirmed that you started using injections after 1992. You did confirm that you want to participate in a Depo-Provera lawsuit. And let me just make sure I have your spelling once. How are you doing over there? Did anything come up? Did it load?
Yeah, it loaded. I finished everything while you were talking.
Oh, I love it. You're awesome. Yep, it's completed. Okay, so next, give my team, like I said, about 24 hours to review this, and then they'll send it to the attorneys. The attorneys usually take about 48 hours for them to call you, introduce themselves, and give you what's going to happen next, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time, Ms. Phillips. You've been awesome. I appreciate your patience through all of our technical difficulties. We couldn't hear each other half the time. Mm-hmm. But we got it done, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day now. Stay blessed.
You as well.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.